The Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The highly acclaimed Common Core standards are becoming so unpopular that they may soon be politically untouchable. From Glenn Beck and activist parents to the Wall Street Journal and senior academics, critics are piling on and throwing Common Core into the trash bin. One of the latest critiques of Common Core math standards is by prize-winning math professor Marina Ratner at the University of California at Berkeley. It's refreshing to hear criticisms that are very specific and include examples of assignments that anybody can see are ridiculous. Professor Ratner was alerted to the stupidity of Common Core by looking at her sixth grade grandson's homework assignment from Berkeley Middle School. Fractions are taught by having kids draw pictures and create fictional stories. A student who gives the correct answer right away and does not draw a picture or make up a story actually loses points. Ms. Ratner concluded that Common Core is making simple math concepts artificially intricate and complex, while the actual content that is taught is very primitive. The bottom line is that Common Core is inferior to the current California standards. The $15 billion spent nationally to develop and adopt Common Core standards has been a gigantic waste. Another deceit is the College Ready label that is so often placed on the new Common Core curriculums. Math experts say that Common Core standards do not prepare students for the colleges where most parents want to send their children. Scholars are calling the new Common Core history standards a stealthy plan to teach kids a left-wing curriculum. Scholar Stanley Kurtz says that Common Core's American history pitches out traditional emphasis on American founders and constitutional government in favor of a left-wing emphasis on race, gender, class, and ethnicity.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents and caring educators around the country are finally standing up to the Common Core nightmare. Got a beef with Common Core? Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. You can help other parents from around the country fight the good fight when you share your own voice at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
Like, I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Right, my friends. The one thing we need plenty more of, can't seem to get enough of. And for many of us, it's not because we're not working. Some of us, like Robbie Noel and myself, we're somewhat self-employed. Some of you out there actually have real jobs. And maybe you got a raise this year. Maybe you didn't. But the fact of the matter is, the cost of living far exceeds that cost of living index raise that you may or may not have gotten. Or maybe you got laid off. And you've been trying for a year, year and a half to find work, and you've finally just given up. Welcome to the America of the Obamanites. Good evening. Welcome to a Monday installment of Life, better known as Protecting Your Wealth. I knew I'd eventually do that. I am frustrated this evening for many reasons, and I've been frustrated for some weeks. My producer Dan and I are having a brief conversation in the Skype room before we go on, and my situation is, my wife and I have been supporting two families. Now, in this home, where my studios and my offices are, it's just the two of us. But we have a daughter and two grandchildren that were, in effect, paying an outrageous amount of money to rent a two-bedroom apartment, and so 3 years ago we bought them a house. Well, the donor that lives with her can't seem to manage to keep a job for more than 7-8 weeks at a time. Part of that's the economy of how companies are using people and spitting them up and chewing them out. You go to work for a temp company, they don't give you a check. They FedEx you a check from their headquarters in Texas. Well, we're in Arizona. And when he finally got a full-time job and left them, they stiffed him, owing 16 hours. So he goes to work for this company, working full-time. But he's a low man on the totem pole. That doesn't bother him. He's been there before. But you see, this is maintenance in an apartment building, apartment complex. And the guys that are there before him have a little clique. And they don't want anybody sticking their nose in that clique. There's certain areas that are completely off-limits to him, because as people get evicted from their apartments or whatever, they're grabbing everything they can, the stereos, the TVs, the couches, the beds, the furniture, the kids' toys, and they've got it stashed in a couple of apartments that they somehow never seem to manage to rent out. And he's not allowed to go anywhere near there. So he gets a phone call one day, gets an offer for a job. It's a 5-minute bicycle ride away from the home. This is great. He goes over there. and he's not there 48 hours and the manager quits and they bring a temporary manager in there, and after a couple weeks they decide they might need Mike, they're going to bring their own crew in. He's out of a job. He's been out of a job so many times that we're having to make the mortgage payment for them. Look, we were charging them a rent that would not have made us a dime. The equity that's built up on the home has actually done us quite well. Welcome to America of the Obamanites. But it's not just Barack Obama. It's the Federal Reserve. It's the entire lousy, rotten, filthy economic system that's brought this nation to the brink. I'm looking at headlines tonight. You sell a home in San Jose, California, you can go to Youngstown, California, and buy 12 and a half homes for the cost of what you sold the one in San Jose for. But apparently the real estate market is upset because the millennials are hurting the real estate recovery. You see, the millennials are staying out of the housing market. Maybe there's a reason for it. They've all gone to college. They've gotten jobs. No, they've gotten degrees, and they graduated college and cannot get jobs and therefore cannot qualify for a mortgage. But that's okay, because three banks have now returned to the jumbo mortgages, baby. It's unbelievable. Now, in Mike's case, my daughter's friend, nobody can have luck that's that bad. Nobody. Part of it's his attitude. He's just not a very nice human being. And so my daughter sent me a note about an hour ago saying, "Dad, the time has come. I'll never forgive him for doing this to me and the girls, because it's his fault. He's not worked. He's not worked that hard to get a job. He just does not care. He just sits back and sponges off everybody. He's a smarmy, ugly, nasty human being to be around." Well, I know his parents. They made him that way. The day the kid was born, they treated him like he never could be good enough, that he was always a piece of you-know-what.
"But look at what your brother's done with himself. He's renting a house for $10,000 a month. He's got his own business. Yada, yada, yada." Yeah, well, that's true. But 5 years ago, his brother pulled into a parking lot of a Catholic church, said a couple prayers, and blew his friggin' brains out. So how successful was he? Of course, he borrowed a whole bunch of money from his parents to try to bail himself out of the IRS was coming after him. How many people have jumped to their deaths or blown their brains out because the IRS is just coming after him? You don't win with those smarmy SOBs. Don't care what anybody tells you. They're relentless. Doesn't matter what the laws are, what papers you find, but those people don't follow the law. They don't follow the real tax code. Not only does the average American not know what's in the tax code, but the average idiot that works for the IRS doesn't know what the hell's in it. They make it up as they go along. You want to talk about a screwed up society? So, in the NFL pick, the 249th pick in the NFL this year on the draft was this openly homosexual, a flaming fruitcake. And his NFL jersey outsold the number one pick over the weekend. We're going to hell. Yes, sirree, Bob, we're going there. Or maybe we're already there. Interesting article up at MarketWatch this afternoon, which I don't think I'm going to get into. I may post it overnight. There is a fact, and there is proof, that most investors are clueless. And it's real simple. So why? They play the market the way most people bet in a casino. They roll the dice and say, "Okay, that one will do." So we hear about the real estate market, but there's another column that says retail sales likely rose. Oh, JP Morgan?
probably going to dump another 10,000 employees. And there's a guy over here, Goldman Sachs, says that Obama cares good for the economy. And yet I keep reading stories that say, well, yeah, there's all these people that signed up and a whole bunch of people paid, but the insurance companies aren't recognizing that these people have insurance. But the Dow Jones Industrial Averages were up today. 112 points to close at 16,695. NASDAQ up 72 at 41.44. S&P 500 recovered up 19 at 18.97. That was a good year. Global Dow up 22. Gold flat at 12.96. Oil down 4 cents. $100.55. Boy, you paying at the pump. Or should I say you're getting pumped at the pump? We'll be back after these messages.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about?
I'm not quite sure I understand the terminology from Willie Edwards about a dollar in. All I know is it's going out. Do you know what a dollar is worth today? I'm not just talking about in terms of what it was worth back in, you know, 1910, 1912, etc. It still says a dollar, but it's really only worth about 2-3 cents max. But let's forget that for a moment. Let us dissect a dollar bill for a moment. 49% of it goes out to major entitlements like Medicare, Medicaid, other health care, i.e. Obamacare. 24% goes to Social Security. So out of every dollar, 49% goes just for those items alone, so-called entitlements. 20% is income, security, and other benefits. 18% goes to the national defense. 6%, well, they call it net interest, but I'm not quite sure what that means. 3% to transportation. 1% to kindergarten through 12th grade education. One penny out of every dollar goes to education. All other areas, I guess that's what goes into the government employees' pockets. 3%. Well, that's the simple of it. Now let's get a little bit more complex. The number of Americans getting benefits from the federal government each month exceeds the number of full-time workers in the private sector by more than 60 million. In other words, the number of people that are taking money out of the system is greater than the number of people that are putting money into the system. And about 70% of all of the money that the federal government spends goes toward entitlement and welfare programs. No wonder we're broke. When it comes to the transfer of wealth, nobody does it on a grander scale than the U.S. government, boy. Most of what the government does involves taking money from some people, giving it to others. In fact, at this point, that is the primary function of the federal government. To rob from those that are barely making it, to give to those who ain't making it at all. In the roundabout way, the rich get richer. I was on the phone with a friend of mine this afternoon. Well, I have a few. Leonard Kazarian. I spent time in country with Leonard. I was flying over the jungles picking up wounded GIs and enemies. Leonard was staying stone running the club on the post. Leonard came from money. His family owned a bunch of, I like to tease him and say they owned a bunch of nut houses all over California. Well, the funny thing is about the reference to nut houses is as time went on, Leonard gets out, G.I. Bill, goes to school, gets this, gets that. Leonard and his family now own a whole bunch of nut farms. Almonds, you know, pistachios, all the stuff they grow. He sends me over care packages a couple times a year. It's time for us to get together with our friend Raymond from New York, who I got to call and beat the crap out of on the phone tonight. And he was talking to me about how this acreage is just worth so much money in California. They got property in Palm Springs. They got property in Fresno. They got stuff all over the place where they're growing nuts. The increase in nut output, the Chinese are now sucking up about 60% of the annual nut production. I said, just stick around and wait, Leonard. It won't be long that they're going to call upon the government to cash in some more treasuries and bonds. And those unscrutable Orientals are going to say, we no wanted the money. We wanted the rent. You give us to me, because hitting in the nut farm. And so what's going to happen is the BLM is going to swoop in on Leonard's farm and his family's property. And they're going to tell him they've discovered a very rare, once thought extinct cockroach on their property. And they're going to freeze him out. And they're going to force him out. And then Harry Reid's going to cut a deal and hand it over to the Chinese. Now the Chinese are happier. Now they own 100% of the nut production in this country. And they will now control the price of nuts all over the world. beer, nuts, pea, nuts, pistachios, cashews, almonds. It goes on and on and on. Now, I've embellished the story a little bit because it's one that I think more and more are beginning to understand. Obama, apparently, and I've got this in my email somewhere, I've got to pull it and see, apparently signed an executive order within the last 2 weeks that is now going to allow the BLM, Bureau of Land Management, to do attempt to do more and more of what they attempted to do with the Bundy Ranch. And don't think that that's over and done with. Cutthroat. Unbelievable. Can you imagine that? 69% of all federal money. That's what we're... Well, I don't know what's meant by all federal money anymore. We know the taxes we pay to the federal government doesn't go toward paying down the debt. It doesn't go for services. It goes to pay the interest on the debt. Therefore, this government is existing solely on... What? Printing more money. That they got to find some sucker to buy. So when folks tell you that the main reason we're being taxed into oblivion is so that we can build roads and provide public services, they're lying to you. The main reason why the government taxes us so much is that they can take our money and give it to someone else. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, and his band of men. We become a nation that is completely and totally addicted to government money. I'm going to try to prove to you today that government dependence has reached epidemic levels. According to analysis, an analysis of U.S. government numbers conducted by Terrence P. Jeffrey, no relation, there are 86 million full-time private sector workers in the United States paying taxes to support the government. And nearly 148 million Americans that are receiving benefits from the government each and every month. How long can such a lopsided system possibly continue, my friends? 10 years ago, the number of women in the U.S. that had jobs outnumbered the number of women in the U.S. on food stamps by 2 to 1. But now the number of women in the U.S. on food stamps exceeds the number of women that have jobs. How did this happen? Over the past 5 years, the U.S. government has spent in excess of $3.7 trillion on welfare programs. But it's okay. I got me my Obama phone, baby. In fact, I got me 6 of them. Yeah, and your neighbor down the street, she's got 30 of them. And when she uses her minutes, every one of them signed up under a different name. I don't know how they do it. They got to show a water bill, an electric bill, something. Well, I'd be living on the street, but I'm looking for work. Okay, you can have one. Greenback dollar. I barely hear that music. Stick around, we'll be back. I'm going to give you some more marvelous ways that they're blowing the wad.
The only thing that I understand. The only things that I understand.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about a wonderful heart drop bar. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF PO Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Well, you know the bottom's falling out. All the people slipping through the cracks. Well, you know the bottom's falling out. People slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't stand the facts.
Welcome back, my friends. Thanks for sticking with us through these messages. Today we have in this country about 80 different, what they call, means-tested welfare programs. And almost all of those programs have experienced substantial growth in recent years. Back in 1960, the year that Kennedy and Nixon were battling it out for the White House, the ratio of social welfare benefits to salaries and wages was about 10%. 40 years later, in 2000, the ratio of social welfare benefits to salaries and wages, about 21%. Today, it's 35%. You see how we are on the decline? There ain't no way out, Jack and Jackie and Jackette. Unreal. Yeah, she'll make it. Gwen, I'll, you know, probably, looks like her and the kids are going to wind up coming in with us, but the donor's not. So, now get this. Since B.O. has been in the White House, I'll tell you what, I'd sure like to have the fumigation contract in that place when he's gone. But while B.O.'s been in the White House, the total number of Americans on food stamps has gone from 32 million to in excess of 47 million. That's just since B.O.'s been residing there. Back in the 70s, about one out of every 50 Americans was on the food stamps. Well, I know it's not politically correct to call them that. I don't really care. I've never been known one to be a politically correct guy. One out of every 50. This is 40 years ago on food stamps. Today, it's one out of every 6.5 Americans is sucking up on the food stamps, running on down to Wally World. Today, the number of Americans on food stamps now exceeds the entire population of the nation of Spain. Now, according to one calculation, the number of Americans on food stamps is now greater than the combined populations of Alaska, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, D.C., Hawaii, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Oregon, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Utah, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. And according to a report from the Center for Immigration Studies, 43% of all immigrants that have been in the United States for at least 20 years are still on welfare. And they want to give them amnesty? They've cost us enough. It's time to go home. Back in 65, only one out of every 50 Americans was on Medicaid. Today, more than 70 million Americans are on Medicaid, and it's being projected that Obamacare will add 16 million more to the Medicaid rolls in the real near future. And the number of Americans on Medicare is projected to grow from a little bit more than 50 million today to 73.2 million by the year 2025. I'll probably be gone. And that's from people that paid into it all their lives. What happened to the money that was there? You know, when these packages are sold to the American people, the numbers games that these characters play is just sickening. Can people not see this stuff coming down the road? Medicare is facing unfunded liabilities of more than $38 trillion over the next, well, they say 75 years. Probably a lot closer to 7.5 than it will 75. I jest with you, but I'm saying that when it finally happens, whether it's 10 years or 15 years or 20, it's going to happen a lot closer to 7.5 years than it will to the 75 years. Medicare facing unfunded liabilities of more than $38 trillion, and that comes to an additional $328,000 for each and every household in this country if the houses stop growing right now. If the number of Americans enrolled in the Social Security Disability Program were gathered into a single state, it would be the eighth largest state in the nation. 1968. I'm listening to Jim Morrison, The Doors. I'm listening to Iron Butterfly. I'm listening to guys like Croce. I'm flying over the jungles in country. '51 full-time workers for every American on disability back then. 51 full-time workers for every individual that was on disability. Today, there's but 13 full-time workers for every American on disability. And it's being projected that the number of Americans on Social Security will rise from about 62 million today to more than 100 million in 25 years. That's why Obama wants everybody on Obamacare. He wants single payer. He wants to ensure that by the time you're 70 years of age and you got to go in for a major procedure, they want to pull the plug. Because the sooner you die, the more you're in money they can use for other folk until they hit 70. What we've got here is a failure to communicate. Social Security system is facing a $134 $1 trillion shortfall over the next 75 years. Once again, there's that miraculous 75 years. They figure if they throw it out there three generations, nobody will listen, nobody will pay attention. We've got to pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. According to the most recent numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau, an all-time record 49.2% of all Americans are receiving benefits from at least one government program each and every month. And back in 83, less than a third of all Americans lived in a home that received direct monetary benefits from the feds. There's a bunch of you out there that, there's going to be a few of you that are stupid. They're going to assume that I'm against helping the poor. That's not totally true. There's always going to be people who are impoverished. And it happens for a lot of reasons. In some cases, it's simply they lack the capacity to take care of themselves. It's a good thing to take care of such people, whether the money comes from public or private sources. And in every society, those that are the most vulnerable need to be looked after. But then there's those who are so accustomed to being cared for by the government, what the hell is the point of lifting a finger to learn how to help oneself? Because it's a troubling sign that the number of people on government assistance is now far, far greater than the number of people with full-time jobs. This is not sustainable, people. This government is drowning in debt of their own making. And yet more people become dependent upon the government each and every day. And the long-term solution is to get more Americans working or starting their own businesses, but the federal government continues to pursue policies that are absolutely killing the creation of jobs and the creation of small businesses in this country. And so our epidemic of government dependence is going to continue to get worse. And an awful lot of these programs are absolutely riddled with fraud and corruption. A recent article from Mike Adams over at Natural News says, to understand the extent of this fraudulent waste, go no further than Dr. Solomon Milligan, a Florida ophthalmologist who raked in $20.8 million from Medicare in 2012 alone. Dr. Milligan isn't the only one bathing in the fraud of this crony government program. Medicare dished out over $1 million to 4,000 doctors in 2012, according to new data released by the Washington Post. Jonathan Bloom, Principal Deputy Administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, is calling on the public for help in identifying fraud. He says the program is funded by and large by taxpayer dollars. And the public has a right to know what it is paying for. We know there's fraud in the system. We're asking for the public's help to check, to find ways, to find potential fraud. Even if the public finds it, Barack Obama will turn the investigation over to Eric Holder, who will do nothing. Just as he has done since the day he took office. You see, instead of fixing their own problems, there are those who would like to help them do it. That's just great. And of course, they always want more of our money to help fund these programs. In fact, according to the Americans for Tax Reform, Barack Obama has proposed 442 tax increases since entering the White House. 79 in 2010, 52 more in 2011, 47 in 2012, 34 more in 2013, 137 tax increases proposed in 2014, and 93 more scheduled for next year. Stay with us.
Do you love America?
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Some people say I'm a no-count, others say I'm no good, but I'm just a natural-born traveling man, doing what I think I should, oh yeah, doing what I think I should. And I don't give a damn about a greenback, a dollar, spend it fast as I can, or a wailing song and a good guitar. The only things that I understand, oh boy, the only things that I understand.
Welcome back, my friends, to the final set.
When I was
today's Protecting Your Wealth, Jeff Bennett with a long haul this week. I'll be with you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Robbie Noel will be in on Tuesday and Thursday this week. It's, I'll tell you, our days are exceedingly lengthy. As many of you are aware of, we also have a morning show elsewhere. And there's some days Robbie takes part of it, and some days I do all of it. It's a two-hour program. Yeah, well, if it was just the wife and I, my darling, it would just be small. It would be smaller. But there's some things we're going to have to do. Talking about the basis of the economic problems we face in this nation, when people tell us everything's getting better and we came out of the recession 5 months after B.O. took up residency, I think most of us out there know the truth. It's hurting people. This is the beginning of our seventh week back here at Republic Trading Group. Robbie began the division in 2004, left in 2005, for whatever reason. Temporarily, a gal named Dawn Marie Clark came in here and made a butcher job mess of it all. And John and I have been at war for a good number of years, but you know what? Who cares? There are things that we all have to do. And we always find a way to come back together and make it work until it falls apart again. That's human nature. And when I joined Republic Trading Group in August the 28th of 2005, it was like right out of the bat. Phones are ringing off the hook. We were supporting this network with phenomenal precious metal sales, gold, silver. I don't care if it was sovereigns or French or Swiss francs or bags of junk silver and boxes of silver rounds or silver eagles. Albeit, yeah, gold was still under $500 back then and silver was pretty low. And even though they've not done all that well the last couple of years, the buying opportunities are superb. We're able to buy at prices of 4 years ago. We had one of our old clients contact Robbie late last week and had X number of dollars, wanted to buy some silver rounds, couldn't buy a full box. Well, we had a couple of options, and that was to go to our Florida supplier, and it would have cost her an insane amount of money. Our other supplier in San Diego will not break a box. I had one other supplier that could do it. We actually wound up getting her more ounces than she expected. I don't even think she knows that yet, unless you happen to be listening right now, Susan. We got you more ounces than we were expecting to get you. And that's what I do. That's what I fight for the clients, not for myself, not for Robbie's pocket, not even for Republic Broadcasting's needs. Well, ostensibly, that's why we're here. Client comes first. We go back to exactly where we started 7 weeks ago today when we asked you the question, who do you trust? Robbie and I work as a team. If you want to deal with Robbie, you deal with Robbie. If you want to deal with me, you deal with me. If you can't reach Robbie, I'll take the order for him. We don't cheat each other. That's not the way Robbie and I have conducted business for 20 years. I wish to God that our government would do things that way. The more we feed this monster, the larger and the larger it grows. Poverty is not decreasing. Poverty rate has been at 15% or greater for 3 years in a row. The first time that's happened in decades. And that's only 15% based upon what's getting reported. What is constituted and considered poverty today is considerably higher than it once was due to inflation. Not that anybody really believes anything that Obama has to say, because he did promise to transform America, and yet poverty and government dependence have just continued to grow and grow and grow. One recent survey found that only 15% of Americans believe that Obama always tells the truth. 37% believe that he lies most of the time. A recent poll that was released shows that 6 out of every 10 Americans believes that Obama lies to the American people at least some of the time. A plurality. 37% say he lies most of the time, where another 24% says he lies some of the time. 20% say he lies once in a while. 15% say that he never lies. I think it was Abe Lincoln that once made the statement that you can fool some of the people some of the time, and the rest of the people the rest of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. But I guess Obama never listened to the words of his mentor. Oh, I'm sorry. His name was Saul Alinsky. Or was it Bill Ayers? Or was it Frank Marshall Davis? I never can remember. They're all so incestual. I believe that the reason things have not picked up as they should have at Republic, not the way they have the last several times that I've been here. Even when I returned in 2010, things were busy right away. Robbie had left to go back to South Africa. After 30 years. And I believe several things have happened. That the American public, the listener to this network, has either gotten so frustrated with this network's ongoing need for funding to stay alive and to thrive and to grow and to move in the right directions, that they finally said enough is enough, no more. Maybe you're still buying metals. Maybe you're buying it somewhere else. Give us a call. Let Robbie see what we can do for you. After all, you got to take care of yourself first. If it happens to help the network a little bit, that's great. That's the reason this division was developed, so this network could hopefully be somewhat more self-sustaining. Unfortunately, for 18 months prior to our return, that was not happening. It would appear that the fair amount of money never made it to the network. I'm not making any accusations, but we do know for a fact that some people that made acquisitions that were of the belief that their purchases were helping the network subsequently found out later it did not, because the network was never informed of those sales. That's frustrating. But then, I know what a BS artist sounds like. I've heard it too many times over the years in this industry. And 98% of this industry is full of nothing but BS artists trying to churn a deal, get you to trade in one kind of gold and silver and pick up another one just so they can get a nice big fat commission. It's easy to make up stories about that kind of stuff because they've been going around the industry for years. They just come back and recycle them every few years and maybe change the name of the product a little bit. Now, Robbie, because we're still having problems with the phones, we're working on a way to resolve it. Robbie cannot be reached directly through Republic Trading Group's toll-free number, but I can, and I can pass messages on to Robbie. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You can also reach us by email. It's right there on the front page of the website. Just go to republictradinggroup.org. It'll take you to the new site. It's got a slightly different name. It's republic-tradinggroup.com. And down on the right-hand side, you'll see it says Email Jeff. You click on it. It's going to take you right to Jeff, Republic Trading Group. If you want to click on to Robbie, well, unfortunately, it still doesn't go. I didn't realize I had not changed that. I can do that. So he can get an email. A lot of you know how to reach Robbie. You've dealt with him for years. Don't screw with it. Get a hold of us. Let's help you get this thing balanced. Let's get you back on track. Now, I'm out of here until tomorrow. Or Wednesday. Maybe up with John tomorrow. I don't know. You guys take care. Somebody's calling? No, that's an email. Thanks for joining me for this hour. It's been fast. It's been furious. Do give us a call. 1-800-691-7898. You guys have a good evening.
With financial